Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. We're holding Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalet, Amir Hashem. Today, we will be learning Daf Resh Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Iruv Chatzeros. We pick up today on Resh Mem Amud Beis, five lines off the bottom in Shin Ayin Beis, Sif Zayin. Our learning should be a schus for Achenuk Beis Yisrael, Hanesina Batsaro Bashivya, Haim Dem Beim Ayabu Beim Bayabasha, Hamakim Yerachim Aleihem. Our learning should be a schus for Fuah Shalema, for Achia Gadol, and Shemaya ben Esther Fradel, Yitzhak ben Zion ben Dusha, Rivka ben Shirulea, Chavadasa ben Israel Zeral, and Yeshua Levi ben Ahuva Malkachada. They should all have Rafuah Shalema beside Sharchel Yisrael. Our learning should be a schus for all of our brothers and sisters who find themselves in harm's way. B'chol makayim shehem. Says the Mechaber, Shinayin Beis, Siv Zayin, five lines off the bottom, Resh Mem Amid Beis. So we have our two chatzeros, and there is a wall that is 10 tefachim tall, separating the two chatzeros. Because you have this wall separating the two chatzeros, they cannot join in a joint Eruv Chatzeros. Each chatzer would have to make its own independent Eruv Chatzeros. Says the Mechaber, Nifratz HaKoysel, what if the wall becomes breached? Says the Mechaber, Ad Eser Amos, if you have a breach that's up to and including 10 Amos wide, Harehu Kepesach. Well, then that breach is now going to be considered a Pesach, a doorway in the wall between the two Chatzeres. Says the Mishnah Berurah, is cut nun dalad, Ad Eser V'ad Bechlal. When the Mechaber says that you have a breach up until 10 Amos, he means up to and including 10 Amos. What's the halacha now of that breach and that wall? That breach would now be considered a doorway in the wall between the two chatzeros. Therefore, now that you have a doorway in the wall, if they want, they can each make their own independent Eruv Chatzeros, and they won't join in a joint Eruv Chatzeros. Because since there is a kaisel, albeit a kaisel with a doorway, there still is a kaisel separating the two chatzeros, so they don't have to join in a joint Eruv Chatzeres. They can each make their own independent Eruv Chatzeres. In each chatzer, it will be mutter to transfer between the batim and the chatzer, but you will not be allowed to transfer from the bias of one chatzer to the chatzer or the bias in the other chatzer. So they'll each make their own independent Eruv Chatzeres. V'im ratzu, but if they want, ma'arvin yachat. They could join in a joint Eruv Chatzeres, because while there's a wall separating the two chatzeres, there's a breach of up until 10 amos. That breach is now a doorway. So you have a doorway between the two chatzeres that allows them to join in a joint Eruv Chatzeres. Continues the Mechaber, four lines off the bottom. But five lines still off the bottom. Vehu, however, there's a caveat to this halacha. Vehu, shelo yehe nifratz bimiluoy. When we say that a breach up to and including 10 amos will be seen as a doorway, and not that the wall is totally gone, right? If it's breached more than 10 amos, well, then there's no longer a wall, right? If there's a breach more than 10 amos, there's no wall, and then they would have to join in a joint Eruv Chatzeres. They would not be able to make their own independent Eruv Chatzeres. But now, says the Mechaber, V'hu shelo yehi nifratz b'miluoy. When we say that a breach up to and including 10 amos equals a doorway, and it's not mevatel the mechitza, that's only true if it's not completely breached. In other words, what if you have two chatzeros next to each other, and they're only 8 amos wide? You don't have 10 amos. So the whole wall that separated the two chatzeros was only 8 amos. And now the entire wall was knocked down. It was nifratz bimiluoy. The wall is entirely gone. Are we going to say that since the breach is less than 10 amos, it's a doorway? Are we going to say that now these two chatzeros are separated by a mechitza, but a mechitza with a doorway? No, there's no mechitza at all. If it's nifratz bimiluoy, even though the opening is less than 10 amos wide, then there's no mechitza. Then it's one chatzer. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ois katan nun vav, Shaloye nifratz, dim nifratz bimilua, if the wall that was separating the two chatzeres is completely breached, it's completely gone. In that case, says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu pachas me'eser amos, even if the whole wall was less than 10 amos wide, like I said, the chatzeres were only 8 amas wide, so the whole wall was only 8 amas. Tzrichais la'arev yachad davka. Now they have no choice. They must make a joint Eruv HaTzeres if they want to make an Eruv HaTzeres at all. They cannot make independent Eruv HaTzeres. They're not two independent Chatzeres. They're completely open one to the other. It is one Chatzer. If they don't make a joint Eruv HaTzeres, they're all going to Aser on each other. That's the case when the wall is completely breached. Now the Mishnah Berurah wants to define what does Nifratz B'miluai mean? When we say that it's completely breached, what does that mean? Explains the Mishnah Berurah Valkein, therefore, Be'inan sheyishtayer mikol tzad mashu. In order for the wall not to be considered completely breached, there has to be at least a mashu. There has to be a little bit of the wall left on each side. Or it could be, mitzad echad, maybe, on you have nothing left on one side, but on the other side, pas arba tvachim, you have a board that's at least 4 tvachim wide. Reichav, pas arba tvachim reichav, you have a board that's at least 4 tvachim wide. Begoiva asara, and it has a height of 10 tvachim. The balavachi, without that, hareyu kamosha nifratz bimiluai. So again, the Mechaber says that if the wall between the two chatzeres is nifratz bimiluai, now it's not two independent chatzeres, now it's one big kotzer. What does nifratz bimiluai mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah, nifratz bimiluai means you have to have at least a little bit, a mashu. Maybe you have one tefach of the wall remaining on one side of the chatzer, and you have one tefach of the wall remaining on the other side of the chatzer. That's already not considered nifratz bimiluai. You have a little bit of the wall on each side. Or, alternatively, it could be that on one side the wall is completely gone, but on the other side you have at least 4 tefachim remaining, and that 4 tefach section is 10 tefachim tall. Then again, it's not considered nifratz bimiluai. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, cutting in Zion, va'ayla el b'simet shin samach gimel sif beis. Take a look earlier in shin samach gimel, but Mishnah Berurah, masha kasavdu bazeh, where the Mishnah Berurah gives some greater detail to that halacha. Continues the Mechaber, 4 lines off the bottom near the beginning of the line. Vim nifratz b'yoyser b'yeser. If you have a wall separating the two chatzeres, and that wall, the chatzeres, are more than 10 amas wide, and now you have a breach in the chatzer, and the breach is more than 10 amas wide, well, in that case, you no longer have a mechitza. A breach that's wider than 10 amas is no longer considered a pesach. It's considered a breach that negates the entire pesach. Now the two chatzeros are considered one large chatzer, and now there's no choice. If they want to make an Eruv chatzeros, they're going to have to make a joint Eruv chatzeros. Says the Mishnah Berurah, cut nunches, pirish, what the Mechaber means is, v'az, in a case where it's breached more than 10 amas, afilo nishar min akoisel mikanu mikan kiflei kiflayim mimashanofal. Let's say the chatzeres were 100 amas wide. Okay, so the chatzeres are 100 amas wide. You had a 100 amma long wall, and now 15 amas fell down. Well, a 15 amas, if you have a continuous run, a breach that's 15 amas wide, that means you have 85 amas of wall left. So you definitely have plenty of wall on each side of the chatzer. The middle 15 amas of the mechitza collapsed. So you have plenty of wall left on each side, but it doesn't matter. Since you have a breach that's longer than 10 amas long, that is going to negate the entire wall. Hakol chashuv kanafel, the entire wall is considered collapsed. Ve'ein zeh pesach, this opening of 15 amas in the middle does not constitute a pesach, el pirtza, it constitutes a pirtza. Now the wall is considered breached. It negates the entire wall, and therefore the halacha is ois katan dantes yachad. They have no choice. If they want to make an Eruv Chatzeres, they will have to make one joint Eruv Chatzeres. Dem eru kol echad la'atzma, he says, the Mishnah Berurah is katan dantes. If they would try to each make their own independent Eruv Chatzeres, ois rim zal zeh, it will be considered two entities that are using one large chatzer. They're going to aser on each other. Okay. However, just realize, im asu tzuras ha-pesach b'bakam ha-pirtza, should they erect a tzuras ha-pesach where the breach is, so you have a vertical post on each side of the breach, and you have a string or a beam going across the top, like our Eruvin, if you have a tzuras ha-pesach covering that breach, then choshev ke-pesach, that would now turn it back into a doorway. V'im ratzu ma'arvid shtayim. So in our case, you had a 100 amma long wall, the 15 middle ammas collapsed. If you put up a tzuris ha-pesach, you put up a vertical post on one side of the breach, a vertical post on the other side of the breach, and a string running from the top of one vertical post to the top of the other vertical post, now the 15 amma breach is again considered a pesach, and now they could each make an independent iruve chatzeres. Says the Ramah, four lines off the bottom, the end of Siv Zayin, V'cholshkein, im ein b'neihim mechitza gavaya asra, asara, tzrichin la'arav yachad. The Ramah points out something over here that would seem to be somewhat obvious, and that is, of course, if the wall dividing, separating the two chatzeres is not 10 tefachim tall, of course, then there's no mechitza whatsoever, and of course they could only make one joint eruv chatzeres. They can't make independent eruv chatzeres. Says the Mishnah Berurah, katan samach im ein b'neihim. For what then the same halacha would be im kol hamechitza gavaya asar tefachim. Let's go back to our case of the 100 amma long wall separating the two large chatzeres. If you would have a wall separating the two chatzeres and it is 10 tefachim tall, ela sheyesh pesaycha makor barachav yoser meyeser amos she'ein begavan asar tefachim. Let's say the 15 middle amas of this 100 amma long wall, let's say the top of that section got knocked off, or when that section was erected, it was never built to a height of 10 tefachim. Let's say that middle section, the middle 15 amas, was only built to a height of 8 amas. Well, again, harehu chashuv kepirtza gemura, that 15 amma middle section would be considered a complete breach. It would negate the entire wall. And again, these two chatzeres would have no choice but to make one joint eruve chatzeres if they wish to make an eruve chatzeres. Moving along to Siv Ches, three lines off the bottom, says the Mechaber. So we understand that when you have two chatzeres that are separated by a wall, if they want to be able to make a joint eruv chatzeres, there has to be a doorway in that wall. Now, we learned earlier that the minimum measurement of such a doorway would have to be dalet tefachim wide. So if you have a doorway in the mechitza that's dalet tefachim wide, now, if they want, they could make two independent eruv chatzeres because they are separated by a mechitza. However, since there's a door in the mechitza, they have the right, if they want, to join in one joint eruv chatzeres. Now the Mechaber is going to tell us that there are other ways of making a doorway besides a simple doorway. Says the Mechaber Siv Ches, Kaisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, if you have a wall separating two Chatzeres, Gavoya Asara L'Shneihem, the grade elevation of both Chatzeres is the same. Between the two Chatzeres, you have a 10 tefach tall wall that's separating them. So this wall is 10 tefachim tall both from the perspective of Chatzer A and from the perspective of Chatzer B. And there's no traditional doorway in this kaisel. But what did they do? V'hamid eitz ala kaisel sulam rachav arba. They went in Chatzer A, and they took a step stool, because for a 10 tefach tall wall, you're not really going to need much more than a decent-sized step stool. They went there and they took a ladder, and they put a ladder next to the wall on one side. But what's interesting about this ladder is that this ladder is at least 4 tefachim wide. The ladder is, let's say, somewhere around 14 to 16 inches wide, the ladder. V'chein kenegdoi b'chatzer ha'shnia. And in Chatzer B, they also took a ladder and put up a ladder against the wall. So again, you have Chatzer A, Chatzer B, they're separated by a 10 tefach tall wall. There's no doorway in the wall. But the enterprising residents of the Chatzeres, what they did was, they put ladders on both sides of the wall, up against the wall. And they used ladders that are at least dalet tefachim wide. Now that's important, because like we said, the minimum measurement of a doorway that would be able to join two chatzeres is dalet tefachim. Here we don't have a traditional doorway, but we're going to use these ladders as a doorway. So the ladders on both sides are at least 10 tefachim tall. Says the Mechaber, afilu eira sulamais zek neged zeh. Even if the ladder on the Chatzer A side and the ladder on the Chatzer B side are not directly opposite each other, im ein b'neihem shloisha, if they're not separated by more than the sheer lavud, if they're not separated by more than 3 tefachim, chashivi kepesach, these ladders are now going to constitute a doorway between the two chatzeres, right? Because you're in Chatzer A, you walk up to the wall, you walk up the ladder, you step over the wall, you go down the ladder on the other side. So it's true that you don't have a traditional doorway, but you have a very usable access point between the two chatzeros. That is going to constitute a halachic doorway. And now, if the chatzeros want, they could make it dependent eruv chatzeros, or if they want, they could join in a joint eruv chatzeros. Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah. It says the Mishnah Berurah is cut in Samach Aleph. Lishneihem, the wall separating the two chatzeros is 10 tefachim tall for both of them, for chatzer A and for chatzer B. Ritzon Olamar, what the Mechamim means to say, Mishnei Atzadim, from the perspectives of both sides of the wall is 10 tefachim tall, is cut in Samach Beis. Im Ein Bene and Shloisha, if the two ladders on each side of the wall are not directly opposite each other, they're separated laterally by a small amount, but they're not separated by more than three tefachim. The chashiv is that connected there, since it's within the sheer loved, they're considered to be halachically opposite each other. Iskat and Samach Gimel, therefore chashivi kepesach, these two ladders now form a halachic doorway. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'imratzu, if they so desire, ma'arvin yachat, they'll be allowed to enter into a joint eruv chatzeros by virtue of having these ladders. Because these ladders give very easy access from one side of the wall, from one chatzer, to the other side of the wall in the other chatzer. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Reish Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Umayri, we're talking about a case, Shasulamais Magian L'Roish HaKaisel. We have to be talking about a case where this is not just a one-step ladder, it's a ladder that reaches to the top of the wall, Oyal Kalpanim, or at least, B'pachas B'shloisha Tfachim, Samach L'Roishan, Ukidol Kameh, or it reaches at least to within the sheer lovud of the top of the wall, to within three Tfachim, like we're going to see later on. Continues the Mechaber on the top line of Reish Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Hayu muflogim zemi keneged zeh shloisha. But what if the two ladders, the one on the Chatzer A side and the one on the Chatzer B side, are separated from each other laterally by more than three tvachim? Hayu muflogim zemi keneged zeh shloisha. Im hakoisel rachav arba. Now it's going to depend on the width of the wall itself. Im hakoisel rachav arba. If the top surface of the wall is four tefachim wide, adayin chashuvim kepesach, then the two ladders still constitute a halachic doorway between the two chatzeros. Why? You could probably figure it out on your own, but we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. But continues to Mechaber, v'im einay rachav arba, but if the top surface of the wall is not dalet tefachim wide, then loy chashivi kepesach, then these two ladders that are separated laterally by more than three tefachim do not constitute a pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Samach Dalet, Shloisha Tfachim. If the two ladders are separated laterally by more than three Tfachim, V'hu Adin Afilu Yom Hayom Muflag Tuva. But the Kula of what the Mechaber is going to say, the Mechaber is going to say a Kula also. The Mechaber is going to say that if the ladders are separated laterally by more than three Tfachim, then they cannot be a Pesach. That's a Chumrah. Unless the top surface of the wall is four tefachim wide. If the top surface of the wall is four tefachim wide, then even if they are separated laterally by more than three tefachim, they are a Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah here in Nois Katan Samach Dalet, that kula is going to be true even if the ladders are separated by much more than three tefachim. So if we go back to our case of the 100 amma long wall, let's say you have a ladder on the Chatzar A side, you have a ladder on the Chatzar B side, but they're separated by 20 amas, right? So they're definitely separated laterally by more than three tefachim. But if the wall is dalet tefachim wide, those two ladders are still going to constitute a Pesach. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Samach Hei, Adayin Chashuvim kePesach. Why? Tekev Atchur Rachav Arba Tefachim Ba'avyoi. Since the top of the wall is at least dalet tefachim thick, Noyach Lehishtamish Alav. It's very easy to make use of the top of the wall. V'yachal Lahoylich Misulam Lusulam Derech HaKoysel. Why do we need the ladders to be within three tefachim of each other? Because in order for the ladders to constitute a doorway between the two chatzeros, it has to be very easy to climb up on one side from chatzer A and climb down on the other side to chatzer B. If the two ladders are separated, then you can't do that. But if the top of the wall is at least four tefachim thick, then I don't care how close they are to each other. Because you'll climb up to the top of the wall from chatzer A, Then you'll step onto the upper surface of the wall. You'll walk along the upper surface of the wall until you get to the next ladder, and you'll go down to Chatzibi. This reminds me of my sukkah when I was a kid growing up. We lived in Borough Park. Our sukkah was made in a yard that was behind our apartment building. And the way we got access to it was we walked around the corner. There was a side entrance to the back of the building, and there was a ledge that was built onto the neighboring building. That ledge was not very wide, but we walked along that ledge to get to the yard where our sukkah was. So yeah, you could walk along a narrow ledge. So if the wall, if the top surface of the wall is dalet tefachim wide, you could walk along it, and that will now give us a Pesach between the two chatzeres that will allow them to enter into a joint deruv chatzeres if they so desire. Now, we're going to see another caveat here. Let's go to the second line of the Shulchan Aruch and Resh Bem Aleph Amad Aleph, says the Mechaber. All of these halachas, where we're depending on a ladder, be'ez sulam avru, what kind of ladders are we talking about? Says the Mechaber, kishayesh by arba shlivos, and it has to be a ladder of a size that it has a minimum of four rungs. Aval pachas mikan loy. But if it has less than four rungs, then that ladder is not going to allow us to create a Pesach. Who cares how many rungs it has? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Samach Vav, Arba Shlivos, you need a ladder with four rungs. The Sulam Kazeh Mistamahu Kaved, because where the Mechaber is coming from is that a Sulam, a ladder that has at least four rungs, that's going to be a ladder that has significant weight to it. It's going to be a sturdy ladder. And so what? What does that matter to us? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ve'enai noitla misham b'shabbos, machmas kovdoi. If we're relying on these ladders to form a halachic doorway for the purposes of a Ruvi Chatzeres on Shabbos, we have to know that the ladders are going to remain there. So it has to be a sturdy, significantly heavy ladder. V'alkein u'chashav kepesach. That's why it could be considered a Pesach. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ois katan samach zayin, pachas bikad loy. But if it has less than four rungs, it's not a significant ladder, it's not weighty, then we can't count on it to be a Pesach. Tekevet shenoach litloy misham b'Shabbos, because now, since it's very easy to remove these ladders on Shabbos, have a kemisha enoy. So then in the context of the halachas of Ruvei v'Chatzeres, we consider the ladder not to be there. Upashit, it's obvious, says the Chofetz Chaim, de'imu kavua b'masmeirim la'koysel. Let's say you have a three-rung ladder that's not heavy, but you screwed it to the wall. I feel aid by Rabbi Shliva is Choshev Kepesach. Our whole concern over here is that somebody may go ahead and remove the ladder, but if the ladder can't be removed because it's affixed to the wall, then we do not have to be concerned. Continues the Mechaber three lines down. Having said that we need a ladder with four rungs because it has to have significant weight, says the Mechaber, listen, the important variable over here is not the amount of rungs that it has, right? The important variable is the weight of the ladder. Says the Mechaber, Elin Kain Srayosav Ushlivosav Kvedos. You could have a ladder that's less than four rungs if the Srayosav are the side supports of the ladder, Ushlivosav are the rungs of the ladder, Kvedos. If you have a three-rung ladder, but you went to Home Depot and you purchased the most heavy-duty ladder that they have, and it's a very significantly heavy ladder, even though it only has three rungs, that's okay. Sha'az kavdai kavai, because its significant weight will make us consider it to be kavua, we'll consider it fixed in place, and therefore we can count on it remaining there for Shabbos. Ois katan samaches in the Mishnah Berurah, kvedos, yoiser mikvi haragil. We're talking about the extra heavy-duty three-rung ladder, which is heavier than the typical ladder, and therefore it is not easy to remove it. Therefore, we consider it to be fixed there, and it will allow us to consider it to be a Pesach. Okay, now we move along to the Mechaber's next case, which is a little bit trickier, and we're going to have to touch upon what we learned yesterday in Sivvav. Continues the Mechaber third line down, right by the Ois Katan Samach Tes, for the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'emeina kaisel gavaya ela asara. Let's say we're talking about a wall that's 10 tfachim tall between the two chatzeres. Ve'zoikev sulam gavaya shiva umashahu. Now you took a ladder that is 7 tfachim and a bit tall and you stood it up. V'zaykef, right? We make a bracha every morning. Zaykef kefufim. We thank the Rabbanu Shel Olam for standing us up straight. Standing up straight, those who are bent. V'zaykef sulam. You stood up a ladder. Gavaya shiva umashahu. That is 7.5 tefachim tall. Why is that significant? Because since the ladder is 7.5 tefachim tall and the wall is 10 tefachim tall, the top of the ladder is within the sheer lovin of the top of the wall. You stood it up vertically. We're not talking about leaning a ladder against the wall. You're taking this ladder and you're putting it up vertically, kind of like a roof access ladder in a building or a fire escape ladder. You stood it up vertically next to the wall. The meshech arba eitzel hakaisel. And it is 4 tefachim wide along the length of the wall. That's what b'meshach abba eitzel hakoisel means. So again, what did you do here? You have the wall separating the two chatzeres. The wall is 10 tefachim tall. You have a ladder that's 7 tefachim and a bit tall. You took it up. You took the ladder. You stood it vertically against the wall. So you have a vertical ladder, which is a little bit harder to use. The Mishnah Berurah is going to say that's the chiddush of this point of the Mechaber. You're taking the ladder, you're standing up vertically against the wall, so it's a little bit harder to use, but the bottom line is, you have a ladder that is that where the top reaches within the sheer lovud of the top of the wall, and the ladder is 4 tefachim wide, so it has the sheer of a Pesach. In that case, and here's where we get to the little bit complicated phraseology of the Mechaber, in that case, says the Mechaber, matiroi, this is going to be matir, usage of the wall for two halachas. Bein lehishtamesh alav. In one case, it's going to allow use of the top of the wall. Bein la'arev yachad. In another case, it will allow the two chatzeros to join in a joint eruv chatzeros. Now, before we even see it, the Mishnah Berurah inside, I'll tell you what the Mechaber means. The Mechaber means like this. If you took this ladder, and you only had one of them. So let's say the people in Chatzer A had such a ladder, and they stood it up vertically against the wall on their side of the Chatzer, on their side of the wall. But the people in Chatzer B didn't have a ladder. So from the Chatzer B side, there's no ladder. But there is a ladder on the Chatzer A side. So you know what just happened? Chatzer A created a situation where the top of the wall is very easily used for them. For them, the top of the wall is now noyach tashmishte. It's very easy for them. They have an access point to the top of the wall. Well, that goes back to a halacha that we learned at Sivav. If the top of the wall is dalet tefachim thick, and one chatzer has access to it and the other one doesn't, the case that we had in Sivav was where the top of, where the wall is only 5 tefachim tall from one chatzer, and it's 10 tefachim tall from the other chatzer. So from the chatzer, that's within 5 tefachim of the top of the wall is easily accessed. The chatzer to which the height of the wall is 10 tefachim, for them it's harder to access the top of the wall. Who gets the top of the wall? The side that has easy access to it. So in this case over here, if the people of Chatzer A mounted a vertical ladder against the wall, and the ladder is 4 tefachim wide, and the ladder reaches within the sheer lovud of the top of the wall, so for them, they have easy access to the top of the wall. But the people of Chatzer B, they don't have a ladder. So they don't have access to the top of the wall. What's the halacha then? We learned it in Sivav. The halacha is we give the top of the wall to the people of Chatzer A. So the people in Chatzer A, they made it in Eruv Chatzeros, they're going to be allowed to take a Keli Sheshavas Babayas. They could take their Nezikin Beis Mishnayas that was Shavas Babayas. They could bring it to the Chatzer. They could go up the ladder and they could put it on top of the wall. They have it in Eruv Chatzeros. They're transferring a Keli Sheshavas Babayas from the bias to the top of the wall. The top of the wall is considered part of their chatzer because they have easy access to it. The people in Chatzer B don't have access to the top of the wall. They cannot transfer, even if they made their own Eruv Chatzeros. They can't take a Mishnayas that was Shavas Babayas, take it through the chatzer and put it on top of the wall because the wall belongs to Chatzer A. Doesn't belong to Chatzer B. Not only that, according to the Shita Samachaber, they wouldn't be allowed to take Peiros or anything else that was Shavas B'Chatzer and put it on top of the wall either. They have to steer clear of the top of that wall because Chatzarei has access to the top of the wall. It's theirs. It's not, doesn't belong to Chatzabi at all. Chatzabi has to steer clear of it. That's what the Mechaber means when he says, Matirai bein lehishtamesh olav. If they only have a ladder on one side, this ladder is going to be matir, that chatzar, to use the top of the wall. Bein la'arev yachad is a different case. If the people in chatzar A had such a ladder and the people in chatzar B had such a ladder, so they each put up ladders, they put up ladders on both sides, now the two ladders will constitute a doorway between the two chatzarais. Now they could even join in a joint eruv chatzarais if they so desire. Okay, let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah and let's see this inside. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Samach Tes, V'im Ein, Bolohisif. The Ikar Chiddush that the Mechaber wants to add over here is that the ladder is a vertical ladder. Bolohisif Kan, Da'af Basulam Zokuf. Even if we're talking about a vertical ladder, Shekosha Lalis Alav El Rosh HaKaisel, which makes it harder to climb up to the top of the wall, Sagi, that's enough to constitute a Pesach. Ois Katan Ayin, the Mechaber went out of his way to dress this case so that the wall is only 10 tefachim tall. And what if the wall is 12 tefachim tall? Then this halacha doesn't apply? It does. You just have to change the numbers. Says the Mishnah Berurah Katnayin, Ela Asara, Dimu Gava Yoisam Asara Tefachim, because if the case is a wall that's more than 10 tefachim tall, Loisagi B'Shiva Umashu, then the ladder can't be 7 and a bit tefachim tall. The ladder would have to be taller, because the top of the ladder has to reach within the sheer level of the top of the wall. So it's not exact 7, the wall is 10, and the ladder is 7.5, and if the wall is taller than 10 tefachim, this halacha doesn't apply. No, it does. But the only point is, you have to change the 7.5 number, right? If the wall is 15 tefachim tall, so then your ladder is going to have to be 11 and a bit, right? No, it's going to have to be 12 and a bit. It's going to have to be 12 tefachim and a bit tall to reach within the shelovet of the top of the wall. So that the top of the wall is within the sheer lovad of the top of the wall, less than 3 tefachim, v'armina lovad, and we could say lovad. Ois katan ayin beis, the Bechaber said that the ladder has to be b'meshach arba, asulam kai, those words are going on the ladder. Sheyachzik meshach rachbay arba tefachim, the ladder has to be 4 tefachim wide, b'chanal b'reish ha-sif, like we learned at the beginning of the sif, all of these ladders have to have the minimum width of 4 tefachim, so that they have the minimum size of a doorway. U'mishom d'zeru shera pesach. V'ha'amudim shel hasulam, the side supports of the ladder, she'tekuan ha'shlivos behen, into which the rungs of the ladder are inserted, gam ken mitstarfin l'sher zeh, they combine with the center of the ladder to make up the minimum share of 4 tefachim, which is interesting because you don't step on that, right? You don't step on the side supports, you step on the rungs. But the side supports do combine to create the minimum share of dalut tefachim. V'oivei ha'shlivos ein behen share, as far as the thickness of the rungs, there is no minimum share to the thickness of the rungs. So the rungs could even be thin ropes. I guess they have to be able to support a person, but they could even be thin ropes. Ois katnayim gimel, and you put this ladder, eitzel ha-kaisel adele el-kai. The phraseology is a little bit funny of the Mechaber, so the Mishnah Berurah is just pointing out that the words eitzel ha-kaisel is referring to the ladder, Ritzon Eloimar. What the Mechaber wants to say is, and now the Mishnah Berurah spells it out for us in a clearer way, the case over here is, shazoykef eitzel ha-kaisel b'shaveh, you're putting the ladder up straight against the wall, and it's taking up 4 tefachim in the width, meaning that the ladder is 4 tefachim wide. The Kasab of Mar Mardechai, the Mar Mardechai again points out, the reason we need the ladder to be 7.5 tefachim tall is because it's standing up vertically. So if the ladder is 7.5 tefachim tall, standing up vertically right against the wall, the top of the ladder is within the sheer lovet of the top of the wall. But if you're going to lean the ladder a little bit, so it's not mamish standing up vertically, then the ladder obviously will have to be taller to reach within the sheer lovet of the top of the wall. The main point is, The Ikkar point is, of course, that the top of the ladder has to be within the sheer lovet of the top of the wall. Ois cut nine dalit. In this case, the Bechavi said that the ladder will be mater l'hishtamesh olov. The ladder is going to be effective to allow use of the top of the wall, miklei abayis, meaning that you'll be allowed to take kelim sheshavsu babayis and take them from the house through the chatzar and place them on top of the wall. Kishaloyose elosula mitzarechot. This halacha, like I explained to you, is negea, where only one chatzar had a ladder. So a ladder was only put up on one side of the wall. That's why that chatzar now has easy access to the top of the wall. For them, it's matter them to use the top of the wall, even for kelim sheshavsu babayis. Ula arev yachad, and the next halacha of the mechaber, where the mechaber said that such a ladder could also be matter a joint to Ruvi Chatzeros, kishem yusula mishnei etzadin. That would be if both chatzar A and chatzar B had ladders, and they put ladders on both sides. In that case, it's going to be matter the two chatzeres to make one joint iruve chatzeres. Okay, now we move along to the last piece of this fascinating sif, where the Mechaber is going to introduce yet another potential way to create a doorway in this bechitza between the two chatzeres. Says the Mechaber, five lines off the top, Reish Mem Aleph Amen Aleph, near the end of the line. Akar chulya meroish hakoysel, Lematoi migoiva asara. You have this wall, it's 10 tefachim tall, separated into chatzeres. Let's say it's an earthen wall. So you take a shovel and you dug out a piece, you dug out a section off the top of the wall in order to lessen the height of the wall to less than 10 tefachim. Says the Mechaber, im yesh ba meshech arba, if you cut down the height of the wall and you did it over a length of at least 4 tefachim. So you went along the length of the wall, and you took a 4 tefach long section, and you dug it out to reduce the height to less than 10 tefachim. So now you have a 4 tefach section somewhere in the wall where the height is only 8 tefachim. Okay, that could constitute a doorway, says the Mechaber. Mahani bein la'asoyse kepesach la'orev yachad. Now you have a doorway that will allow the two chatzeros to join in a joint to Ruvi Chatzeros if they so desire. Bein le'inyin sheyochel hishtamish b'chal ha'kosel. It will also create a heter that somebody will be allowed to use the top of the entire wall. Now it's that second case that gets complicated, that second halacha that we have to look in the Mishnah Berurah and understand what it means. First, let's see Mishnah Berurah's cut nine. Hey, says the Mishnah Berurah, what you did over here was you took a four tefach long section of the wall and you removed some dirt off the top of it in order to reduce the height to less than 10 tefachim. Meshach arba ritzayin loymar. Hamokim shenismayit migoyva asar tefachim. The section that you lessened the height, you reduced the height to less than 10 tefachim, yesh b'yadva arba tefachim b'meshach ha'kosel, is at least 4 tefachim long along the length of the wall. Ois katan vav, sheyochel hishtamish b'chal ha'kosel. The Mechaber told us that reducing the height of the wall over a 4 tefach long section has two ramifications in halacha. Ramification number one is easy to understand. You now created a Pesach between the two Chatzeros. If the two Chatzeros want, they could go ahead, they could join in a joint Aruva Chatzeros. Ramification number two, said the Mechaber, it's going to be Matir Sheyochal Lihishtamish B'chal HaKosel. Somebody is going to be allowed to use the entire top of the wall. Now, who is that somebody? So before we even look at the Mishnah Berurah, let's do the math. By cutting down the height of the wall over a 4 tefach area, what have you done? You have created a situation where the top of the wall is now easily accessible. Less than 10 tefachim is considered easily accessible. So somebody could step up onto the top of the wall. Now, who could step up on top of the wall? From either side. Oh, hold it. Wait a second. If either side has easy access to the top of the wall, and the top of the wall is 4 tefachim thick, then we run into a problem that we had in Siv Vav. If Chatzar A and Chatzar B both have an equal claim to the top of the wall, then we said in Siv Vav, the halacha is, neither Chatzar can make use of the top of the wall for kelim sheshofsu babayis, right? We said that we can't have that. What are we going to do? Who are we going to give the top of the wall to? If we give the top of the wall to Chatzar A, then Chatzar B can't take kelim sheshofsu babayis and bring it to the top of the wall. How can they? Top of the wall belongs to Chatzar A. How could Chatzar B make use of it? Chatzar A asers on them. Same problem is in the reverse. How could Chatzar A use the top of the wall? Chatzar B has easy access to the top of the Chatzar. Maybe the top of the wall, to the top of the wall. Maybe the top of the wall belongs to Chatzar B. So in Siv Vav, we said in such a case where both Chatzeros have an equal claim to the top of the wall, the halacha is neither Chatzar is allowed to use the top of the wall for Kalim Sheshav Subabais. So what does the Mechaber mean here when he says that by reducing the height of the wall to less than 10 tefachim over a 4 tefach long section, somebody can now use the top of the wall? Who? Well, let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah is cut 9 vav. Sheyachal ishtamish b'chalak leisel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, l'chayra, we have a very big problem here. L'chayra im loy ervu yachad. If the two chatzeros chose not to join in a joint Deruvah Chatzeros, if they each made their own independent Deruvah Chatzeros, El Kalecha Bifnei Atzmai, Haloi Oisrin Zalzel, Hishtamich Al Reisa Kaisel, Miklei Abayis, then they're going to answer on each other. How could Chatzer A use the top of the wall? They didn't join in a joint Deruvah Chatzeros with Chatzer B. So by taking a Keli Sheshavas Babayis and Chatzer A and bringing it to the top of the wall, maybe they're bringing it to Chatzer B's Chatzer. Maybe the top of the wall belongs to Chatzar B. Chatzar B has an equal claim to the top of the wall as Chatzar A, and the same problem exists in the reverse. That's the problem that the Mishnah Berurah is dealing with here. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. The Yesh Leimar, what you have to say is, Litzadin Ktani. These two ramifications in Halacha that the Mechaber says are talking about two different cases. Demashe Kosev La'arev Yachad, when the Mechaber says that reducing the height of the wall over a 4 tefach section allows the two chatzeres to join in a joint deruvah chatzeres. Myri, that's talking about a case. Shenismait kein kol oivei hakoisel. That's talking about a case where when they reduced the height of the wall, they reduced the height of the wall all the way through from chatzer A to chatzer B. They reduced the height of the entire thickness of the wall. Well, in that case, nasa kepesach lishneim. In that case, you now created a doorway between the two chatzeros. Since you created a doorway between the two chatzeros, now if the two chatzeros want, they could join in a joint deruvah chatzeros because there's a doorway. What's the doorway? You have a 4 tefach wide section in the middle of the wall where the height has been reduced to less than 10 tefachim. So you have a doorway. If the two chatzeros want, they could join in a joint to Ruvah chatzeros. That's one ramification of reducing the height. But the second ramification in Halacha, where the Mechaber says that if you reduce the height of a 4 tefach long section of the wall, now somebody could use the top of the wall, that's talking about a different case. Myri shaloi nismait b'chol avyoi. When you reduce the height of the wall, you didn't do it all the way through from one chatzer to the other. Ela b'tzad echad b'meshach arba tefachim. The enterprising people who live in chatzer A, they reduced the height of their side of the wall. They didn't chop all the way through. They took out a chunk from the top of the wall on their side. They reduced their side of the height of the mechitza to less than 10 tefachim. You know what that accomplishes, says the Mishnah Berurah? V'nasa lozeh tashmishoy benachas. They went ahead essentially and they scooped out a step near the top of the wall that allows them to easily step up near the top of the wall. And by doing so, the top of the wall became noyach tashmishtei for the people of their chotzer. Because now they could step up on that step and use it to access the entire top of the kaisel. But to the people in Chatzar B, they don't have such a step. So the second ramification in Halacha is again a case, it's similar to the earlier case, where one side had a ladder and put a ladder on their side of the wall, but the other side didn't have a ladder. Well, now it's Nayach Tashmishte for them, they gain the wall. The other side loses the wall. So too over here, they chopped out a step less than 10 tefachim tall on their side. Well, now the entire top of the wall is Nayach Tashmishte for them, they gain the wall. They could use the top of the wall even for Kalim Sheshav Subabayas. But the people on the other side lose the entire use of the top of the wall. Vayim beBeis Meir Shekasev, take a look at the Beis Meir, writes, Deina Mutter Af Lemisha Tashmisha Benachas, even the side that has to step, it's not mutter for them to use the top of the wall for Kalim Sheshav Subabayas. El Im Kein Yesh Bamakim Shenichas Mei Arviyoi Arba Tfachim Al Arba Tfachim. That step, says the Beis Meir, has to be Dalet Al Dalet to be a usable step. Ayin Shum, Taimon. It's cut Ayin Zayin. Bechal HaKoysel, they'll be able to use the entire top of the wall, Bechalei HaBayis, meaning that they'll be allowed to transfer even Kelim Sheshav Subabayis to the top of that wall. We're talking about a case where the wall is at least Dalet Tfachim thick. The Bepachas Mizeh, if the wall is a Mokum Ptur, if the wall is not Dalet Tfachim thick, Bechal Gavni Lehishtamish Mutter, the Bepachas Mizeh Mutter, Bechal Gavni Lehishtamish Bechal HaKoysel. If the wall is not Dalet Am's thick, then it's a Mokum Ptur, we don't have to treat with it, then both Chatzeres could use it, even if Kelim Sheshav Subabayis, Uchidel El B'Soif Sif Vav. I guess, did we do this piece of the Mechaber yet? No, we have to finish off the sif. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines off the bottom, says the Mechaber, middle of the line. V'im ein boy arba, if the area where they reduced the height is not at least 4 tefachim long in the length of the wall, ein chashav kepesach l'arav yachad, well, then it doesn't have the minimum requirements of a doorway. It's not 4 tefachim wide, so it doesn't become a pesach to allow the 2 chatzeres to join in an adjoint eruv chatzeres. V'chein ein amayu lehishtamish b'chal ha-kaisel, nor is it going to give anybody rights to the top of the wall, because if it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's not a valid access point. They'll only be allowed to use the exact part where they reduced the height. Says the Mishnah Brura, yes, if they chopped out a little 2 tefach wide area from one side, okay, so that exact spot is Tashmisha Benachas. Shaymin Bekako Mishtamish. Avalena Noich Lali Sterech Alav L'Recha Kaisel. But if it's not 4 tefachim long, we can't consider it an access point to the entire top of the Kaisel. Hoyol Ve'ein Bay Arba B'Mishchai. Since it's not at least 4 tefachim long, we're going to break over here and continue next time here at Sashem with Sif Tes. Thank you so much for joining me for Liman HaTorah. Schuss of Liman HaTorah should be banging against Klai Yisrael. We should be zeichet to see the B'ez Kel Tzedek. Be well.